Hello, hello everybody.
Hi everyone.
Woo, happy Tuesday. These weird times. Happy Tuesday and welcome to the Women of Vision show. I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
And, you know, I kind of wish you guys could see us right now. I'm not going to lie. We look pretty hot.
We look weird. We look like we're in an operating room.
You know, yeah, we're just delivering babies over here. But yeah, just, you know, gloved up, got our masks on. So hopefully this, I don't know how great the, you know, hopefully it sounds normal talking.
You sound great to me.
You do too. Thanks.
Good.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Exactly. Exactly. But, yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. Hopefully everyone is staying, healthy and safe out there.
Yes.
And, practicing what we've, you know, what we've been instructed to do. We are definitely going to be getting out of our normal tonight and having our guest this evening will be calling in to kind of help protect all of us. You know, we're trying to do our part, but, you know, we still got to be in here giving out the good information and keep on keeping on.
Yes. I mean, be responsible, obviously, but let's not buy into the fear.
Yeah, I mean, got to do what we got to do, like I said, to protect ourselves and do what we feel necessary for our families and everything in general. So anyways, again, welcome to the Women of Vision show. Thank you for tuning in this lovely Tuesday, rainy Tuesday. So Maurice and I will be speaking with one of our OG Women of Vision, Sarah Chapin. And,
hello, everyone.
Hi, yay, there she is.
Hello, darling.
Hello, I'm sorry I couldn't be there with you today. You know, I would if I could.
It's okay. It is, like we said, you got to do what you got to do. Protect yourselves, your families. And,
your household, yes.
Yeah, so it is all good.
You're being responsible. Proud of you.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. It is kind of odd, though, not having our resident unicorn in here taking our video and
I'm just pretending she's in that corner.
I know, right? I keep looking over and I'm like, nope, nobody there.
The extrovert feels weird being trapped inside. I'm not going to lie.
Oh,
I'm like,
girl.
Hello? Hello?
Anybody else?
I was just going to say that. It's like Pink Floyd, that song. Anyways, it's all good and we're glad you're safe and comfy. And plus this weather, I mean, who doesn't really want to stay inside right now anyways? Even the extrovert. But how are you holding up?
I'm doing okay. Thankfully, I just moved, so I have, like, unpacking to distract me. Otherwise, I think I'd go a little insane.
Yeah.
I'm, like, slowly setting up the house. But, yeah, yesterday I was just listening to thunderstorms, and I was like, this is nice. I like thunder, so.
Right. It gives you a chance, actually, to kind of embrace your inner introvert. This morning, okay, so now I'm a teacher, y'all, by the way.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, since school is out, my adorable stepson is home, which is awesome. But I'm also like, holy moly, is he going to make it through third grade with me as his teacher? So luckily there's, you know, curriculum, but definitely trying to embrace that. We actually did a little gratitude journaling this morning.
You know they're not teach that in school.
No. And that's actually awesome. His mom is really great about that too. So it's nice that we are kind of on the same page. But it's been good for us to find ways to be thankful for the situation, as scary and chaotic as it can feel.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely trying to embrace that. But I hear you, because you know me, I'm an extrovert too. And kind of like, oh, it's only 10 a.m.
You're right. Time is like a little slow.
It is.
But I've been working from home, and to me it's kind of different. It's more like, children, get out of my room.
Right. Well, at least you can keep working. Sarah, how's that working out for you? Do you get to work at all from home? I mean, we'll get into, obviously, all of that and what you do so people understand, but are you doing any work from home, or are you mostly just enjoying packing?
Thankfully, like, most of my business is already remote, so, like, for me it doesn't feel like a big difference outside of not being able to go see people. So I'm like, yeah, that's the only downside, but... most time, yeah, it's doing pretty good.
Good.
Good timing, mm-hmm. Because you're moving and you need that space anyway, right?
Yeah, it was really interesting because we got news of, like, the shelter-in-place order, and we We're like, okay, this is our last chance to get people to help us. We had, like, all the big furniture. We moved everything in 24 hours, like, less than. It was a little intense.
Wow.
And now we're like, okay, it's fine. We can breathe and, you know, put things away.
Right. Slow it down a little bit.
This is really hard, Haley, because I'm trying to smile at you, but you don't look like you're smiling at me back.
I'm smiling with my eyes. What does Tyra Banks call it? Smizing.
You guys will have to take selfies and show me later because it sounds really amazing.
Oh, it's so hot.
You're missing out.
I definitely made sure to do some eyes for you because it's weird to breathe in this thing, too, while mm-hmm. you're talking. So hopefully we both brushed our teeth and freshened up before this because it's a lot. But anyways, Sarah, getting back to, you know, getting to know you a little bit more. And like I said, you're one of our OG Women of Vision members. And I kind of always like to start the show curious how you found Women of Vision and obviously you're an extrovert, so it wasn't hard to get you out to join. But I'm curious about what sparked your interest in Women of Vision.
So basically, like, the way I found it is Facebook kept randomly suggesting Maurice to me as a friend, and I was like, I don't know why this lady keeps popping up. We have no mutual friends. I had kind of recently moved here from Denver, and I was like, I didn't know anyone, and I was like, what is happening? But she kept popping up, so I, like, clicked through her page, and it showed, like, the Women of Vision stuff, and I looked at it. And I've been looking for outlets like that in town. I'm much more of a collaborative community person versus a leads kind of person. Mm-hmm. So I was more drawn to Women of Vision and saw that. And I was like, oh, yeah, this lady seems cool. She keeps popping into my feed, so it must be fate. So, like, I went and
I promise I didn't pay Facebook anything.
It was destined.
Oh, yeah, it was totally organic because it was, like, a friend, like, suggested friends. It wasn't like I saw an ad or anything. But I was like, why does Facebook think we are going to be cool together? I don't know. But, so I went, I think, to the second meeting ever, because was it From the Hearth downtown?
Yes, I don't know. So, yeah, our first vision development meeting.
Yes.
That was a beautiful day.
And then me and Maurice have been friends ever since, so Facebook was right.
Oh, I love that. That's so cute, because that's similar to how my story was, too. Just all, like, just stuff kept popping up, and I'm like, who is this? What is this? It's like a little, it was like a little bug in your ear that was just like, you need to come.
It's part of the
right?
magic.
I was like, her profile picture is cool. I'm going to go look. Yeah.
That's awesome. So you have been around, because it's been what now? Like, gosh, Maurice, is it 3 years?
Almost
already?
3 years in June.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's March now, so yeah.
I didn't realize, Sarah, either, that you had just moved here that recently.
Yeah, I think I've been in Reading about, like, I say recent, but for me it was like 8 months, I think, I'd been running at that point. But to me that was still pretty because I was like, I don't know anything about this town. Like, I only moved here because my best friends lived here her entire life. And like I said, most of my stuff's remote. So I was like, you know what? I'll come live with her. So
right. You're like, I can do
this. We have a
house
together. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Well, definitely I want to know a little bit more about Denver. That was probably a small bit of culture shock moving from Denver to good old Reading.
Well, I feel like my life has been a culture shock because I'm originally from Texas. So, like, moving to Texas from Denver, very different. And then moving from Denver to here was very different, like, climate-wise. I'm like, okay.
Gotcha. We'll definitely have to get into that when we come back from our first commercial break. But in the meantime, before we jump into it, we definitely want to thank a few of our amazing sponsors who make our lovely show happen.
Yes, thank you, ladies, for supporting our show. And I know some of these that I'm going to mention are, you know, we're close at the moment, but you
right.
can still check out their Facebook group and their website. Shout out to Linda Lingo, our financial coach. Linda inspires and guides women into clarity and confidence in their finances. To Sarah Beck with Legal Shield, and she's also a very big supporter of the community, you guys, and she offers identity theft protection as well. And to Jesse Baldwin, our certified health coach. Free health coaching services, call Jesse at 530-355-5929 and change with Jesse.
It's free. I always say that because it's like You have no excuse then.
Yeah.
If she has free coaching.
And now you have some free time. So
absolutely. And it's definitely in these times, it's really important to try and help support our local small business owners in any way that we can. So make sure to reach out if they can't provide you with the service immediately. I'm sure that they can give you tips or tricks of how to continue to help them or what we can do, you know, as we come back from this craziness. So anyways, we will be back here in just a moment. This is the Women of Vision show here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. And I'm so excited to sit down and talk with Sarah Chapin.
Me too, girl.
Yes, you are amazing, my dear, and always it's a pleasure to sit down and get to spend a little time with you every week, Maurice.
I'm smiling.
Thank you.
Aww, you guys are just, you know, it's so important to be around people that encourage you and push you and just are shining lights, and I appreciate you both very much, especially in these times. So, anyway.
I love you too.
Yes, we love you. I'm really kind of upset because I was really looking forward to the... what were we going to wear tonight? Unicorn?
unicorn horns.
Yeah.
We'll just have to wear it another show once it's, like, safe and CDC won't, you know, wearing them.
So, no, absolutely.
Right.
Because I even wore a ponytail to, like, have my horns on.
It'll be a celebratory getting out day.
Right.
Yeah. We were let out of our houses. Let us all wear unicorn horns.
There you go.
But we've got, you know... You're in our hearts. We're wearing them in your spirit today.
<Yay. laughs>
But so we were sitting down and we were just talking a little bit about your history, how you joined Women of Vision, and you moved from Texas to Denver and then from Denver to Cali. So tell us a little bit more about that journey. I mean, were you born and raised in Texas, my dear?
So, no. I was born in Tucson, Arizona. I have 5 younger siblings, so my parents decided they both met in Arizona, and then they decided they wanted to go to Texas for whatever weird reason. So I, like, grew up in Texas, and most of my siblings were born in Texas.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So Texas
to me,
is
like,
more home than...
Texas home.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't really grow up in Arizona, so to me it doesn't have any personal connections, but... Outside of the fact that I was born in Tucson in the Lisa Frank factories in Tucson, and they joked that I was born out of a vat of their rainbow. And I was like, I mean, yes, I would take that.
Oh, my God. That actually makes so much sense. I feel like you are the modern-day Lisa Frank.
I love Lisa Frank.
Who
like
didn't?
Everything.
Honestly, like, I remember, you know, gosh, was that elementary school? Junior high-ish? You're younger than me, so anyways... That was the stuff to have, girlfriend. And, yeah, you definitely, I feel like, embody that with your spirit and your style.
Well, thank you.
Yes, absolutely. So you went to school in Texas. Did you go to college in Texas? Tell us a little bit more about your time in Texas before you decided to bop over to Denver.
Yeah, so, like, I grew up there. I went to college there as well. I basically, like, it's really interesting because, like, I don't have a Texas accent because I spent my life, like, traveling a lot. My dad did demolition for the government, and so we would travel all the time. And we, like, lived in hotels and stuff because we were always on the road back and forth between stuff. So, like, I've not really had an accent. And then but apparently it comes out if I get mad. But I get mad, yeah, so... But
then I'll expect the accent.
I get a little southern. I mean, I miss sweet tea all the time, and everyone judges me nowhere where I go with the amount of sugar I dump in tea when people bring me tea. I'm like, this is not sweet.
I love it.
But yeah, so I went to college there. I did that whole, you know, life experience.
What did you major in? Or what did you get your degree in?
I majored in international business.
Oh.
But yeah, fun fact, because, like, my end goal eventually is to work for UN or National Geographic. I'd love to work for either of those places. So I started international business, but I realized I don't really like the total business aspect side. I'm much more of a...
Creative.
I don't know. More creative versus logistical kind of brain.
Mm-hmm.
So I switched to photography, and I minored in opera.
What?
And, yes, the things you learn about me.
She's a songbird.
We're going to have to make you sing one of these days.
I know, you shouldn't have told us something like
mm-hmm.
that.
So I did that, and then basically I just decided, like, after all, I was like, you know, I want to do something different. My parents, basically, when I was 18, I was like, hey, I'm going to move out, because my parents did not get along, and that's a whole other story.
Okay.
And so I was like, hey, I'm going to move out and get my apartment at 18, which I got with my friend Nicole, who's my bestie in college. And my parents were like, we're getting divorced. Like, my dad always has to upstage you, like, one thing. So I'm like, okay. Literally the moment I graduated college, I was like, I need to get out of the state. I need to get, I love my parents, but I don't like feeling like I'm the parent to my parents. You know what I mean?
Amen.
And I was just kind of like,
sister.
You know. Yeah, so I was like, you know, I want to kind of figure out my own identity because I've always been that way. I'm very strong-willed in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, y'all need to figure out yourselves. And so I moved to Denver, lived with a very dear friend up there, and it was literally climate shock, culture shock, like all sorts of that. Thankfully, like, traveling a lot, like, prepared me a little bit for it, but it was mostly like, oh, what is all of this stuff called snow? Oh, I hate this.
Yeah, that's a huge change from Texas to Denver. That's a lot of snow, girlfriend.
Because, like, all the times I visited Denver, it was always, like, warm, and then, like, when the winter hit the first time, I was like, oh, no.
The dream became a nightmare. I don't like snow.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, snow's fun when you don't live in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about it. It's fun to visit, not to live. That is funny. So you have moved around a lot, which does explain why you're a very adaptable person. And I can definitely see how that correlates with you being so extroverted, because you probably had to constantly
I'm
be meeting new people.
I'm 28, and I have moved 22 times, 23 times.
Whoa.
Holy moly, girl.
You are a vagabond.
Yeah.
I think, like, one of your Instagram account is Vagabond something.
Yeah, my private personal one is Vagabond.
Yeah, I did say that.
Now y'all can look her up. okay, so Denver. So did you choose to move to Denver just with a friend, or was it like a random pick out of a hat?
Yes. So this other thing you guys don't know about me is I write. Mm. So so I was in a online writers group, invitationally for a bunch of teenagers back in the day, and I met a lot of friends, like my dear friend who I've been best friends forever that I live with now. I met her through there, and then my other longtime best friend named Becca. Both of my longtime best friends' names are Becca. Like, it's ridiculous.
Aww, that's kind of cool.
So, so the one I moved with in was the one in Denver, and then my other Becca here. So that's what basically the time I met those people and had those connections. And I've just always been called to, like, I like to travel. Like, that's who I am. I like to be on the road. I like to do things. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to California. And I was sick of digging my car out of snow. So
heck
away
yeah.
to California I went.
Okay. And you came out here, like you said, again, with friends. So, what I mean, in this meantime, while you're doing all of these amazing things, what are you doing for work, for, like, your passion? What are you doing to make money?
So I founded, basically my first degree was photography. I always grew up liking photos. My dad used to take hobby photos of airplanes, and we went to all these, like, cool air shows and stuff, and I was like, you know, that's cool. And so I, like, experimented with those little point-and-shoot cameras and all that, because I can paint and draw, but those aren't my favorite things.
Okay, more just an outlet.
Yeah. So I was like, you know, I like this thing. And for me, I liked photos because stuff fades and photos kind of capture, like, okay, so this sounds really weird. But to me, photos are really important because they freeze time. Like, you captured that moment in time forever, and moment in time is so fleeting.
It doesn't sound weird at all.
Not at all.
And that's one of the reasons I've always been so attracted to photography, is that I like that I'm kind of like a time traveler, in the sense that I freeze time and then I go back to it.
That's
a,
yeah.
And I can freeze other people's timelines for them.
That is so really a beautiful thought, actually.
Yeah, so, like, I started doing, like, I started my photography studio, which was all remote. So I started traveling and doing weddings and, like, you know, all the traditional kind of shoots and stuff. Weddings are not my love, so I stopped that real quick, because you have to be a certain kind of person who loves weddings, and
right.
I've never been that person. But I had some great wedding clients, so it's nothing against them. I was just like, this is not my
just
thing,
not your
my
passion.
Jam.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the more I traveled and the more I saw, like, people from different walks of life and backgrounds, I felt like I wanted to explore more creatively and stuff like that, and that's how I started doing, my studio started evolving, and I started doing cosplay. I went to my first convention when I was in college, an anime convention.
Before we get into all of that jazz,
yeah.
That's a whole nother lovely...
I have some questions about
that. I know, I'm like, that's so intriguing to me, but we do have to, I gotta stop you there so we can take our next little commercial break, but I'm so intrigued. So definitely want to mention a few more of our awesome sponsors, so...
Thank you. Bargain Books and More. They're located at 836 Butte Street. Pick up some books, you guys, once they're back and operating again. Everbloom Skincare, 660A Azalea Avenue, Results Driven Facials, Natural Acne Clinic, botanical-based and non-toxic skincare, and to Deborah Mitchell with Oils for Young and Healthy Living.
Good time for all of those things, and I'm pretty sure that you can probably get gift certificates.
That's where I got it.
It smells
so good in here.
It did. All right, everybody, we will be back here shortly on KCNR with the Women of Vision show.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Tanks. Many people may not know that we started a propane tank refurbishing business about 5 years ago. We pick up tanks from various propane companies, bring them to our yard in Anderson, where we blast the old paint and rust off, repaint them with a very durable paint, and then install new valves. The tank is just like a new tank. We primarily sell these tanks in truckloads of 45 to other propane companies. I'm telling you about our new business because many of you are installing generators because of the probability of the power being shut off this summer. Shasta Gas Propane now sells standby generators and propane tanks so that you won't be left without power. Give us a call at 365-3793 so we can come to your house and give you a quote on a generator and tank. Again, that's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Dan Flynn. I'm the presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those people who wish to serve on the grand jury. To apply and to get additional information, please go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
That's right. Now is your chance to apply. The Shasta County Grand Jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. Visit our website for more information.
Please apply now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Women of Vision show. Sitting down tonight with the amazing Sarah Chapin. And I guess I should say who I am again. I'm Haley Clandenning.
Maurice Brown.
Yeah, and we've just
Hello,
our little unicorn. I love it. So we were just touching a little bit on how you've done a lot of different types of photography. Touching on that, figuring out what it is that your passion was. You were touching on wedding photography, which I can imagine is probably that's got to be stressful, okay? Mm-hmm.
It's too organized for me. That's my thing. Like, I don't like routines. Like, I'm a very creative person, and I need creative process. So, like, to me, I was like, it's important to be organized when you do what, like, there's nothing wrong with that industry. It's not my jam, you know?
Yeah.
So did you have any, I mean, as you were talking about transitioning a little bit into, okay, cosplay, which you're going to need to explain a little bit more about that.
Okay, so cosplay, this word is two words. So it's cause comes from costume and play comes from role playing. or play is in theatrical, basically.
Mm,
so
okay.
If you don't know what cosplay is people who basically take, they see like a character and they want to create that character. For some people, it's just like, hey, I want to wear the costume. I want to look cool in that sense or want to be that character. And then for people, it's like actually taking on the cosplay as like a role, like people who do like Disney princess parties or people who just make it like a role they step into. Some people use it as a form of expression. Some people use it as a form of escapism.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, like, when I was in college the first time, I went to a anime convention because I explored different things and found anime and thought it was great. And literally, I went to my first anime convention, and I think that was, like, 2009, 2010, somewhere around there.
Okay.
And was like, it was literally like, oh my gosh, these people are my people. Like, it was the aha moment. I was like, oh my goodness, I don't know what this is, but I like it. I like that it's like a giant family, and you all have different walk arounds and back of. Basically, you all, it's people that come from all sorts of backgrounds, and it's just for like a moment you can forget all that and just be who you want to be with someone. It felt like, I don't know, like Switzerland, like it's like neutral ground and just fun in that sense. And so I started going to more conventions. I started basically going back to the time travelers thing, because I basically, when I started my photography business, I was capturing people's past.
Right.
The memories of their past, and then turning into, I wanted to start creating the future, like the future I wanted to see for people and for myself, because that change doesn't happen unless you're the one who wants to take it, you know? So
I
became a time traveler since I've traveled to the future I envision, and I wanted to make the idea of cosplay something very approachable and real for the everyday person. So I transformed my business into doing costuming shoots. So I do cosplay photos for people who are into costuming, but I also do another side of it, which is photos for people. Basically, I don't know like a good way to form it. I need to think of a good elevator pitch for this, but I have longer
than elevator.
We just had that workshop last night.
what did I say last week? It was like, I want you to embrace your imagination and become anything you want to be, because when you do that, you can accomplish anything that you set your mind to.
Kind of opens up a whole new world.
Yeah, I want people to feel empowered. I want them to dream. I want them to become the superheroes of their own lives. And when you get in that mindset, you can change so much, not just about your personal life, but about the people around you. This world is full of so much, like, not to sound like a book or something, but, like, it's so negative and dark and depressing, and I just want color. I want to be, basically what I say is I want to be a bit of color in a black and white world.
It's true, though. That's a great way to put it.
Not in the sense of, like, race or anything, but, like, in the sense of just, like, in the moral compass, people are like, is the glass half drunk or is it half full? And I'm like, forget the dang glass, I just drank it. Like, I don't want to argue about the glass. I just want to do things.
Yeah, me too. I like what you actually say on your Instagram profile for your photography. It says, I'm a unicorn with a camera helping you to find a magic within you. It's my favorite.
Well, it's perfect, too, because I feel like the day-to-day life, we just have such, it's so routine. It's so,
yeah.
You know, what we just, it's just what we do, and sometimes I feel like we do forget to dream. We forget to
imagine.
What we could do, what we could be. And so that's actually a really beautiful, unique thing that I feel like you bring to people, is it kind of forces them to be creative again and to think about.
It forces, yeah, and by being creative, you're forced to face yourself and, like, what have you fabricated yourself to be? What is the outside influences? What are your personal influences, your environmental influences? Like, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like not necessarily giving – escapism is fine for some people, but also it's making you face who you are. It's making you see who you are and who you want to be. And that's what I really like about it.
That's so rad.
And so I do that. And then I also, the other side of my business is I do content creation for pop culture magazines. So I travel to more, like, conventions like I went to. And so I travel around and I'll, like, do video and Instagram and all that kind of stuff and interview people. But I'm mostly focus on what I'm talking about, like doing personal one-on-one shoots with people. Mm-hmm. It's really fun, too, because I have some clients who do, like, family group ones, and they do nerdy Christmas cards. Like, we did Game of Thrones, like, 2 years ago.
That'd be so
rad. And this year they're doing some other stuff.
Can you imagine, too, getting that Christmas card in the mail instead of, like, your run-of-the-mill, like, here's all of us in our matching sweaters?
Yes.
Like,
yeah, I do
that's
design
so cool.
Nerdy Christmas cards. I do do it.
That's
if
a keeper, people.
Shoot, we can do it.
That
yeah.
is a keeper. Oh, my God, I love it. So I'm curious, too, though, did you have any mentors or were there any photographers that did this type of photography that you – because, honestly, I haven't really come across anyone else that I know of who does what you do.
Especially around here, right?
Yeah. So I'm really curious who, if you had a mentor or if you had someone that you were really intrigued by their photography or that kind of helped grow this passion for you.
For me, it's not necessarily just a photographer. It's creatives and people in all different walks of life have been my inspiration. It's been, like, the everyday person I've come across. It's been just, I have Erb's palsy in my right arm. So, like, I grew up where I was born, and I don't have any nerve function in my right arm. My right arm didn't move. And I had several surgeries as a child where they took nerves out of my legs and my arm where I could move them. I was like a test guinea pig in the 90s for the surgery, so now people can use it. Yeah. And I was drawn to people who were different in the sense of, like, I loved Helen Keller, how she was blind, yet she accomplished so much. Mm. And, like, for me, like, I honestly forget about my arm until people are like, oh, dude, what's wrong with your arm? I'm like, oh, yeah. And I, like, make some, like, janky story about, like, oh, I fought a bear or something to be funny, but...
Of course you would. Of course you would.
For me, it's like, I just took inspiration from people who are different, and I like seeing stories. I like being, for me, I don't like being told no, because I want to try to do it or figure out how to adapt it. But yeah, Helen Keller was a very big inspiration for me. There is a photographer who does what I do, like, I feel like he's the OG one that I really like.
Okay.
I'm going to horribly mispronounce his name.
We forgive you.
I don't want to be that person, though. I've met him on several occasions. He's a really cool dude.
Oh, he's going to be pissed now. No.
Asian Chang? No, it's, like, spelled weird. I don't want to mispronounce it. But basically, I'm so sorry if you ever listen to this. he did these books called Cosplay in America, where he traveled around and photographed people from different stuff and, like, talked about what their stories are and what they do in real life or stuff like that. And it's from, like, a very scientific perspective, which I found was really interesting. And I really liked him because it really helped me motivate to be like, oh, wow, people can actually do this for a job kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it helped me really build that. Oh, my gosh.
Incredible.
I can't believe I can't.
Have you met him yet? You've met him.
Yeah, I've met him several times working conventions, actually.
Oh, that's cool. Does he work with individuals like yourself? Like,
does he work? Yeah, he works with individuals.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's so cool.
That's amazing. I'm really curious, too. It's kind of a in-depth question for us to start when we're creeping up again on another commercial break. This is flying.
This, yeah, it is.
But I'm really curious. I mean, we need to know what, I mean, how am I going to word this? I mean, what pushed you, girl, to be like, to trust and have faith in yourself to know that you could do things like that? You know what I mean? And I just am curious what advice you'd give other young people, you know, who maybe doubt themselves or their abilities because of their, you know, circumstances or life, whatever. I'm just really curious because I think that that's really incredible that you just never took no for an answer or never thought that it was something that would ever stop you from doing what you're really passionate about doing. So
yeah,
you got a little time now to think about that one before
you
come
exactly.
back.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she's very independent. She moved away from her family, and then we just found out she has a handicap, but it's like doesn't even...
It does, yeah, it's not even a part of you, like, honestly. So I am really curious what advice you would give to people when we come back to about, you know, overcoming limitations that they may have or think that they may have. So got a little time
Sounds
to
good.
Figure that out. But definitely want to mention a couple more of our sponsors really quickly before we hit our next break.
Yes. Shout out to our Women Vision Chico sister, Michelle Lane Coaching. She is a transformational facilitator of Elevate Workshops and Retreats for Women, results-driven life coach, helping you to get to the root of what's holding you back from the life you desire most. Mm-hmm. To Bev Gray with Zervita, the most nutritious drink. And to Felicia Tortorici, all fired up. She's located at 1796 Churn Creek Road. And to Dana Grant, our Master Intuitive Life Coach. She's also in Chico.
Fantastic. Thank you,
Thank you, ladies.
Yeah, for sponsoring. And we will be back here shortly with Sarah here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Make no payment for up to 120 days. That's 4 months on all new 2020 Kia Sportages, Sorentos, Fortes, Souls, and Optimas. No first payment for 120 days on approval of credit. Ends March 31st, 2020. Redding Kia. RedingKia.com.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Make no payment for up to 120 days. That's 4 months on all new 2020 Kia Sportages, Sorentos, Fortes, Souls, and Optimas. No first payment for 120 days on approval of credit. Ends March 31st, 2020. Redding Kia. RedingKia.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Women of Vision show here on Tuesday night on KCNR.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yes, thank you guys for listening. It's really special and important, and we have a lot of really amazing people that we are excited to highlight and bring to you. So we are sitting down tonight with Sarah Chapin, and we were just talking a little bit about how you have just conquered really a lot, and you've always been such a positive person, and I think it's really important to know kind of how you have dealt with things personally and how you've pushed through not letting anything limit you from doing what you want to do.
Not even your own family.
Right.
Which can be a difficult challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I was like, oh, man, the family story would go on forever, and I feel like it's too short of a time to go into it, so we're just not even going to touch that.
Fair enough, fair enough. But I like we were saying, I just want you to touch on what advice, I guess, you would give other people who perhaps think that they have some limitation in their life that can keep them from accomplishing their dreams or being whatever it is that they want to be, because you really don't seem like there's anything that can stop you. And I think that you must have some nuggets for us that you can definitely share.
I want to hear it.
Now I want chicken nuggets. Thank you for that. I can't go outside.
I always just want to eat.
I still love you, maybe. My advice would be, you need to just do it. That sounds so cliche, but like, you need to make mistakes. You need to make failures, because I feel like without them, you don't appreciate when you actually accomplish anything.
Amen.
And I feel like for like the first part of my life, I spent too much time. And I mean, even I'm not a perfectionist, but I have had these voices in my ear while growing up, like, you're not going to amount to anything. You're not worth it. You're not all sorts of things. And I just have always been a fighter. And I'm just like, I'm going to prove you wrong. And in the beginning, it was a I'm going to prove you wrong situation to certain people in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, it's like, I want to prove myself wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it should always be. It should always be about taking care of yourself and finding your strength within. And it's not, you don't have to prove anything to anyone. You have to prove it to yourself.
Heck yes. That's...
And for me, I needed to make the mistakes I did. I mean, I fully admit there are mistakes I made, and once you make them, you need to own up to them, and you need to be like, hey, I'm wrong. You need to take that feedback. Feedback is important.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the problem is too many people just straight into, like, they don't want to accept feedback. And I never want to think that I know everything, because if I do, that's a very scary place to be.
Yeah, this is truth, you guys.
Yeah, and, like, you never would have had that mentality. There are things I've done for years, and sometimes people give me feedback. I'm like, you know what? I never thought of it in that perspective, and you're right. Maybe, hey, I know as an extrovert, sometimes I can get overbearing, and I try to have respect for people, especially a lot of my besties are introverts. Fancy that. And it's been really good to have that feedback. And, like, back on, like, a non... sounding like a book level, but like for me, the last like 6 months or so have been like a whirlwind. I was in Europe this summer, and my baby sister died in a car accident, which was not expected.
Oh,
and when you're, and I know I'm in my like 20s and stuff, but I feel like I've done like a lot of disaster relief work and stuff. It's always felt like real. Like time has always felt real and tangible. In the sense that I know it's fleeting, and that's why, like, part of the reason I got into photography. But when it's someone close to you, it's very different.
Girl, I can't imagine.
And it becomes so much more real, and it's, like, getting slack in the face, like, boom. You are now forced to deal with all the stuff you didn't realize you needed to deal with, and stuff you thought you had to deal with forever. You dealt with, but you didn't.
Right.
And for me, it made it so much more clear and so much more realer that we don't have time. Like, you know that in the back of your head. You know it's there, and you've been told it, and you've seen it. Like, time is fleeting, time is this. But then, like, being forced to face it made it so much real. And for me, like, that's the most motivation, is, like, I just do it. I want to live a life that my sister be proud of, and I want to do things that make her proud, even though I know she's not here to see anymore.
She sees you.
Because you're getting, you're faced with that. Like, there's these people who didn't get to do their dreams, and you want to make sure you do yours. But like I said, you ultimately owe it to yourself to figure out whatever your dreams are and to chase them.
Yeah.
And you're not on, this is the thing I've had to learn with too, is like, I did like my first degree, and then I took forever, and I'm just now doing like, so I did like one degree, and I'm just now doing my other degree. And I'm like, you're not on anyone's timeline but yourself. And that's what you need to focus on, is just think of it like we're all on our own strings of time, and you don't have to listen to what someone says you need to be doing at that moment for time-wise. Like, it's okay if you take a gap year. It's okay if you don't go to college right away. It's okay if you don't go to college at all. That's not for everyone. I just wanted to do it because, like, no one in my family's ever graduated from college, and I'm the first one, and I want to go all the way to a doctorate. Like,
that's so amazing.
It's your life and you need to make your choices. And that's the thing, is you need to think about that, but you also, while you're thinking about it, you need to be respectful of the people around you, and you need to listen to feedback when it's truth. Whether that's professionally, personally, whatever. Because if you don't deal with yourself, you're never going to be able to accomplish your dreams, and you need to do that. But my advice would be, never stop trying. Do it. Don't be afraid of failure. Obviously, you don't want to try to fail, but
right.
If you do, you just pick yourself up and you keep going. I did not get to where I was easily. If I did, it's not worth it, and it wouldn't be worth it to me because I didn't get to appreciate it.
Yeah,
appreciation is key.
Yeah, I feel like I've been a witness for you for the past almost 3 years, because we've known each other for almost 3 years. And you guys, she's the truth. She's just, everything she's saying is just so real. You know, we've gone through our ups and downs because we work closely together. Sarah does a lot of our videos and photos, and she always owns up to her mistakes. And last year was definitely a difficult year for you. And I love how you were able to navigate through it, even though there was times where you were, you know, it kind of froze you up. Of course, why wouldn't it be, you know? But man, you put yourself together and just put one foot in front of the other, and you're going to have to help us out. You know, I know some people are having difficult times right now. Not sure where everybody's at, but what do you think you can give people right now as far as, like, coping and how they can move forward and just see past this moment?
Like, this sounds cliche, but to take it one day at a time and to not lose hope, whatever that form of hope is to you. Like, it doesn't have to be religion. It doesn't have to be that. If that's not what that means to you, it's not important to you. But take hope. Like, focus on the small moments. This won't last forever. I think what's one thing that's interesting is that right now, like, I feel like the entire world is grieving. Just
right.
Being faced with, like, it's not just it is virus. It's the fact that we're being faced with ourselves and our morality and the fact that everything is so fleeting.
Mm-hmm.
And you have an appreciation so much more. But, yeah, I feel like the whole world is grieving to a sense. And as someone who's recently gone through grief,
yeah,
it's important to forgive yourself. And it's important to know there's going to be hard days, and it's important to know there's going to be good days. And you've got to look forward to those good days.
And be okay with the bad days.
Yeah, I'm there with you, man. Just cherish the moments. It's really what all we have.
Exactly.
Stay present. Don't lose that sight.
You're so strong.
Being present. That's a good one, Marie. Being present. Because that's part of the thing, too, like, with my sister dying, is that I'm such a outgoing person that I spend so much time, like, going.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I want someone to make everyone happy, but I just don't realize how much I'm going until I'm get forced to, like, a sudden abrupt stop, and then it's just kind of, like, making more personal time for me and stuff that I did. Like I said, I didn't know I needed to work on. I'm like, oh, wait.
Right.
Saying no is okay.
Right. It brings to light, like you said, the things that that maybe we didn't realize that we hadn't really worked past, or
yeah,
we thought we'd healed from, and you really haven't.
Right.
And that's okay.
Yeah, like the Ash and Jazzy said, like, on the first episode, like, being present is so key. Like, they said that, and I was like, that's literally my entire brain, like, the past 6 months is, like, finally realizing, like, oh, yeah, being present's important.
You're amazing. Seriously, like,
you're
a very strong woman.
We're
yeah,
so blessed.
And appreciate all of the insights and things that you've talked about tonight, and being so open and being present in this moment and sharing with everyone the things that you feel and some of the things that we all just need to hear. So thank you so much for sitting down with us tonight.
Calling into us tonight. Sitting with us in spirit.
And how do we find you, my dear? Because obviously I need to have, like, a fairy shoot or something now, so.
I'm telling you, we're going to do fairy shoots. Okay?
You have no idea.
Happens.
Done and done. It's already in my mind.
Can you slap a mermaid tail on Maurice and do a mermaid shoot for Maurice? Because
okay.
She's gorgeous.
Perfect.
Once, you know, we're allowed to go outside again.
Right.
But I am Sarah Marie Spectrum Official on Facebook. I'm Sarah Marie Spectrum on Instagram, and my website is sarahmariespectrum.com, because spectrums of light and color makes me happy, so I want to be a radiant light.
Well, you make us happy, and we love you. And thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Who tuned in
tonight with us and listening to our show. Just thank you. We appreciate you. And I hope everyone has a safe and wonderful evening. This is the Women of Vision show. And we are
Women of Vision.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.